Welcome to the Synthetic Media Podcast. I'm your host, Henrik de Cure. Join me for interviews and thoughts on the ever-expanding topic of synthetic media. You can find my book on synthetic media on Amazon. Subscribe to this podcast for free. Follow us on syntheticmediapodcast.com and enjoy today's episode.
My name is Deep Homage on social media, DEEPHOMAGE, sort of a combination of deep as in deep learning and homage. I like to think that I'm many times doing an homage to classic Hollywood icons, which is some of the videos that I've done. My name in real life is Bob. I'm a synthetic media artist, and what I do is use deep learning technology to entertain, basically by taking iconic movies and putting new faces in them. For example, I recently did Marilyn Monroe, her original face, in some of her autobiographical films. And I've done such things as put the original Star Trek characters in some of the newer series, things like that. The process involves training a computer model and then using the computer model to convert the images in the destination video, and then editing the frames of the video in a program such as Adobe After Effects or Adobe Premiere.
Bob, how are you involved with synthetic media?
Well, I'm sort of self-taught in the area. So the deep learning and face swapping became popular on social media, I guess, in about 2018. That's when I started. So my niche is to do sort of fan-related things in the area of Star Trek or Doctor Who, and also classic Hollywood icons such as Marilyn Monroe. So that's basically my area of concentration.
Bob, what are the biggest challenges and successes you've seen with synthetic media?
Well, I've seen, and I'm actually happy to report that it was kind of a niche when it started in 2018. And I think it's now reached the point where it's actually becoming common to be used in things like music videos and movies. In fact, I'm working on a project now, and I can't go into a whole lot of detail because I'm under a non-disclosure agreement. But let me say that 2021 is definitely the year that deepfaking and deep learning went mainstream in terms of mainstream entertainment. And I think in terms of challenges, unfortunately, the deep learning technology has been misused in ways, for example, to harm women by the creation of involuntary pornography. So I think that that's one of the biggest negatives with this particular area of technology. But there are also people like myself who are using the technology in very creative ways as a means of entertainment.
Bob, what advice would you like to share with people working on synthetic media?
Well, I think that I've seen a whole lot of ways in which deep learning and synthetic media can be used creatively in terms of creating portraits or videos or even voice replication. I think it's very important for myself, and I always give this advice to people that want to get into the field, that you really have to keep up with the technology because it changes very, very rapidly. Things that may have been state-of-the-art a year ago are probably no longer state-of-the-art now. So you have to constantly read and familiarize yourself with the underlying technology because synthetic media really is a mixture of technical acumen as well as art. So it's a combination of art and science, hopefully, you know, with more of the artistic side and creativity coming out in the end result, but you still have to have some kind of background in how the process works under the hood, you know, in terms of training a model.
Bob, where can we learn more about synthetic media and your work on the subject?
Well, my main display would be on YouTube. If you want to take a look, just do a search for Deep Homage on YouTube. I'm there. I have about 36 videos on various topics. I'm also on Instagram and Twitter if people want to chat with me. I work for movie producers, music producers, private work, if that's something you're interested in. But I would simply encourage people to look me up on YouTube if they want to see some of the stuff I've done.
Join us next week for a new episode by subscribing to the Synthetic Media Podcast. Check out my book about synthetic media on Amazon. Follow us on syntheticmediapodcast.com. This podcast was produced by Henrik de Gior. Music by Mattia Capelli. You enjoyed this podcast? Please leave us a 5-star review. And thank you for listening.